you. Gracias, señor embajador. Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. First of all, I'd like to thank the invitation made by the YPO in the person of its Director General, Francis Gary. I'd like to thank you. It's always a pleasure to come to Geneva, where I've lived for 4 years. My task this morning became much easier after the excellent presentation by Mr. Giraud. Thank you, Ms. Giraud, for setting the scene. Given that this panel is on adaptation and mitigation, for the benefit of all present here, I believe that's important to recall the definitions of mitigation and adaptation. The IPCC defines mitigation as an anthropogenic intervention to reduce the sources or enhance the sinks of greenhouse gases. And it defines adaptation as an adjustment in natural or human systems in response to actual or expected climatic stimuli or their effects. I also would like to recall that Sir Nicholas Stern, who is well known for the Stern Report on Climate Change, refers to adaptation as the development under a more hostile climate. But we must also consider that there might be some opportunities as well. But by nature, the approach of transferring technologies for adaptation is different from the one to mitigation. And it involves adjustments to increase resilience and also to reduce vulnerabilities of communities, regions, and countries. And therefore, technology needs are different depending on local or national circumstances. Unfortunately, until very, very recently, technology transfer to address climate change has focused almost exclusively on mitigation issues. But the idea of using technology to solve or alleviate an adverse situation, of course, it's appealing. But I'd like to recall that the UNFCCC recognized in several provisions the need for technology transfer. Actually, it's a commitment under the convention for developed countries which shall not only provide financial resources and technology needed by developing countries to meet their costs of implementing measures, but also to take all steps to facilitate and finance transfer of environmentally sound technologies. But despite the central role of technology transfer, there has been, in fact, very little, if any, I have to say, practical transfer of climate-friendly technology under the UNFCCC. The international community is looking forward to the climate change conference at the end of this year in Copenhagen. There has been a lot of confusion and misunderstanding on the mandate to this climate conference in Copenhagen. What's expected in Copenhagen is the conclusion of two parallel negotiation tracks, a track under the Kyoto Protocol to establish new and more ambitious quantified emission reductions obligations to Annex I parties or developed countries in the language of the UNFCCC after 2012, after the end of the first commitment period, so to start a second commitment period. And the second negotiation track under the convention, a process to enable the full, effective, and sustained implementation of the convention through a long-term cooperative action now up to and even beyond 2012. So this mandate has been given by the Bali Plan of Action, a decision reached in 2007. And these negotiations are being carried out by an ad hoc working group under the multilateral climate change regime, which is called a WGLCA, or a Doc Working Group on Long-Term Cooperative Action. And there are five pillars in the Bali Plan of Action. Which the first one is it's a shared vision for the long-term cooperative action. The second one is on mitigation. Second one on adaptation. And the another one that I would like to stress is an enhanced action on technology development and transfer to support action on mitigation and adaptation. So please note that's not only not only technology transfer, but also development. Last but not least, the fifth pillar is on financial resources and investment to support, once again, mitigation and adaptation and technology cooperation. So what's expected in an agreed outcome on technology development and transfer in Copenhagen? So I'd like to highlight important ideas. This is also part of the text of the Bali Plan of Action, but I would like just to highlight important ideas there. The effective mechanisms and enhanced means for the removal of barriers, and usually when we talk about barriers, IPRs are usually remembered as a significant barrier. The provision of financial and other incentives for scaling up or the development and technology transfer to developing country parties. The idea of development, deployment, and diffusion of technology. And also the idea of cooperation on research of new and innovative technologies. So another important point is that technology transfer is not only the simple purchase of machines or hardware or software. Technology transfer is the building of local capacity so that people, farmers, firms, or governments could design and make technologies which can be diffused in the domestic economy. So capacity building is a key concept. So what I'm going to present in the next slides are ideas presented by Brazil in a workshop on this issue last year in Bonn. And these ideas were combined with ideas presented by other developing countries, which formed the basis of an official proposal presented by the Group of 77 China under the climate change regime. So some technologies, as you know, are in the public domain or are not subjected to patents. So therefore, we proposed the identification assessment of existing technologies to support action on both mitigation and adaptation, a multilateral funding to disseminate existing technology, especially those which the patents were expired, and also to promote capacity building and disseminate know-how, experience, and equipment for mitigating and adapting to climate change. But we all know also that many key technologies are patent, and many technologies of the future will also be patent. So for these technologies, there must be an understanding that patents should not be an obstacle for developing countries to have access to them at affordable prices. So therefore, it was proposed to create a public multilateral fund for purchasing license with a view to facilitate transfer. Also to consider criteria for compulsory licensing based on situations of national emergencies or urgency considering climate change, and also to consider incentives to stimulate technology transfer within companies with a view to strengthening capacity in subsidiary companies in developing countries. Well, regarding the new technologies, because in my opinion, the most interesting part of the proposal presented by the Group of 77 China is the treatment of new technologies. So it has been proposed to foster the establishment of national or regional technology excellence centers to promote technology development. We must also remember that the idea is to not only technology transfer, but development, deployment, and diffusion as well. Venture capital funds based on public-private and public partnership for the development of breakthrough technologies in developing countries, and also to reinforce north-south, south-south, or triangular cooperation, including joint research and development. For us in Brazil, the idea of south-south cooperation is very important, and also the idea of triangular. We are already promoting technology diffusion regarding the production of biofuels to many other developing countries. So what are the expected results in Copenhagen? Well, what we need, at least, I think that we need this, is a coherent and comprehensive instrument for technology development transfer in Copenhagen. And also an enhanced institutional support under the convention for the identification of country or regional technology needs and mechanisms, including performance indicators to measure, report, and verify the effectiveness of technology transfer to developing countries. These ideas of measurement, reporting, and verification, which we call MRV under the climate change regime, it's a very, very important concept. And last but not the least, we need a funding mechanism under the convention to be managed and operated by the Conference of the Parties. So I will stop here. I'm looking forward to the debate, but the key message that I would like to leave with you is that a fair agreement on technology transfer is crucial to seal the deal in Copenhagen. Thank you very much.